This is a great clip, and I'm going to share it with you, George. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I did listening to Enron chief, former Enron chief Ken Lay, in his opening remarks to Congress.
Yes.
And this takes us back a little ways. Let's listen to what he had to say. He just had a minute and a half of an opening statement. Here's part of it.
I respectfully ask you not to draw a negative inference, because I am asserting my Fifth Amendment constitutional protection on instruction to counsel.
All right. Now, this is a very interesting example. Before, I discussed a scenario where I had 1 minute of speech and I was able to get a meaningful message. Here was another situation. We had a very small sample, only a minute and a half. Was there any meaningful information there? Well, I think there was. Let's listen to it backwards and see what comes up.
I'm not going to repeat what I think he said.
Oh my goodness, well, I'll play it again, though. Well, I think...
Did he say sumai body part?
Yeah, I think there's something like that going on. I think at the beginning he says, come leaders, and at the end he says, sumai blank. And
yeah.
he's inviting them.
That's what he's saying.
Very belligerent Ken Lay.
Really?
And you and I heard that one together, wasn't that? That was sort of easy.
That was the funny one of the bunch.
A funny one. Well, there's lots of funny ones. There haven't been as many funny ones in recent years. Unfortunately, I've always enjoyed the funny ones I found. But there are is great. I mean, look at the spectrum of communications we've been listening to just tonight. I mean, we have murder. We have futuristic events. We have belligerent business people. I mean, we've got everything going on here. It's a world of communication, all inside backward speech.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now if people told the truth, would there be backwards speech?
Well, yes, because it would take us beyond this important question about truth or lie, which is on everybody's mind. Are people telling me the truth? But there's more to consciousness than making those kinds of distinctions. In other words, just like dreams, for example, reveal, let's say, deeper truths can be revealed through symbolic language and pictures and imagery. And that kind of language also occurs in backward speech. So there's more more psychologically oriented language, more visionary type language, imagery. And through pictures, you know, stories are being told. So it's just that it becomes more esoteric. The language starts to refer to mythic figures and seeming like fantastic stories about things that have no mundane relevance. But in sessions, these creative images, it's just like studying dreams, get us in touch with deeper feelings, deeper processes, so they have great value unto themselves.
Okay, you got some more.
I sure do. Let's go to Paul McCartney and back to Beatles, which I know it was how we started the night talking about backmasking. Let's listen to Paul McCartney on the occasion of George Harrison's crossing over.
He's a lovely man. I love him dearly. I grew up with him, and I like to remember all the great times we had together in Liverpool.
All right, so here's a brief comment to the BBC. Here I'm rolling it backwards.
May the poor guy leave?
You know what? I agree with you on like about 99% of that. The last word, though, I hear is leave. Excuse me, lead, which
lead.
Is may the poor guy lead.
Lead.
May the poor guy lead.
Now, you asked about significance. How do we know? What on earth does that mean? To some listeners, it's just like, huh? Well, musicians talk like this. They talk about lead. They talk about backup. So maybe he's commenting on politics in the old group, how, Harrison didn't emerge as a star until he left.
Or maybe he expects him upstairs to strike up the band, so to speak.
Maybe a jam session going on.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Leading the band.
Absolutely. So seemingly it has relevance. You know, there are musicians talking about leads, and that's some interesting stuff. Here, I'm going to go back to kids, because you talked about kids earlier, and I haven't given you any good kid stuff yet from those Waco kids, which was an interesting show on primetime.
Sure.
A couple of weeks ago, they showed clips from children who'd been rescued from the compound, the Branch Davidian compound, just shortly before the disastrous fire. And these kids lost their parents, their families, etc. They're in a clinical setting here. There's videotape rolling. They're talking to counselors. Here's one of the young children.
Did you talk to your mom before you left? What did she say?
She
missing. We just have a very soft voice of that child. And this is a very interesting demonstration, too, because it talks about children's messages.
Yeah, she didn't say too much, though, did she?
No, there's not very much there. I'll play it forwards for you, just so you hear. And this is a very gentle voice.
Nothing.
Can you hear her say nothing?
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So now listen to that backwards and listen to what happens.
Well, that's hard to hear. That's hard to hear over the radio.
Now, is the level too low on my side? Can I boost the volume here?
Yeah, why don't you boost it a little bit?
Let's try that.
Sounds like something family.
Family, okay. You left family, maybe.
And that's a little girl.
That's a little girl's voice backwards. And so that's very powerful. This child's disclosing feelings of separation from her family. The counselor, when forwards, all she says is, nothing. She's
yeah.
unable to communicate effectively, but we're understanding and appreciating perhaps what's going on inside of her. Let me give you one more kids clip. Now this voice is back to a normal volume. It should
okay.
be easier to hear. Let's try this one.
My name's Janessa, and I'm 8 years old.
And now this is a young child who was putting on a British accent, trying to please and fool with her siblings. Everyone was
mm-hmm.
upset. Here's the backwards portion.
Yeah, mother, I can understand. Yeah, mother has vanished.
Whoa. She said, your mother has vanished.
Wow.
Yeah, mother has vanished.
And I agree with you that I hear her say those words, and that is fascinating and powerful information.
It is. It is. It's almost like she's spiteful about it.
Can you hear like an emotional tone in the backwards message?
There's no emotion at all. What I hear is she's just belligerent about it.
So it's communicating to you more. What I'm trying to say is in ways beyond the words themselves. It's the sound of the voice is expressing as
yeah,
well.
Right. Your mother has vanished.
Yeah, mother.
This pretty disappointed kid.
Yeah.
Well, I would be too, and we can. So it's not difficult to appreciate that is. The process is occurring within the minds of those children. They're not expressing it overtly. They're in a strange environment with strange people. But those counselors, using a procedure like I'm using tonight and we're exploring together, we're doubling the amount of information we're receiving from communications. There's way more valuable psychological insight occurring when we roll it backwards.